Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we chat about what it looks like to apprentice ourselves to Jesus, to be with Him and like Him in each moment and in each relationship. Our host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of the podcast, we'll be walking through the wilderness with Jesus as we begin our day with a conversation with Jesus through scripture, prayer, meditation, and journaling, and then enjoying that conversation throughout the day.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Together on Mission podcast. This is Travis, and it is so good to be with all of you this morning. It really is. It's Wednesday morning, and I've enjoyed just going through this week, meeting every morning, beginning a conversation with Jesus, talking about submission and what God is doing in the midst of this wilderness season. And I'm excited that we are recovering or discovering the simplicity of the gospel that Jesus announced, that we get to be with Him, to walk and talk with Him, to begin a talk in the morning, but to have that conversation last throughout the entirety of the day. And it has been a wilderness season, and part of what has made it hard is it's been a wilderness of submission, and we've been talking about that. We're going to continue to, as we get up in the morning, grab our Bible, grab our journal, find that spot, get a cup of coffee, get a cup of tea, and pray and meditate and begin that conversation with Jesus. So, go to Matthew chapter 5. The title of the podcast this morning is Doing the Minimum. And the reality is we're all under authority. And the reality is often authority isn't fair. Often authority is rude or power hungry or abusive or controlling. And so often, and I hope we can all jump in here, often we choose to do the minimum. And often we do that as a way to fight. Sometimes it's the only way we feel like we can fight, by doing only what must be done and no more than that, doing the minimum. So the question is, in the context of this wilderness season, in the context of submission, in what relationship are you just doing the minimum? And it might be a work relationship. It might be with a boss or a manager. If you're under 18 years old and you're living at home with your parents, it might be with your mom, with your dad, just doing the minimum, only what must be done. If you're in a romantic relationship or a marriage, maybe in that relationship you're doing the minimum. But think for a minute, in what relationship in your life are you doing the minimum? And if you're like me, sometimes I'll justify, you know, doing the minimum based on the fact that, well, at least I'm not rebelling. You know, at least I'm being obedient, and I'll justify doing the minimum because at least I'm not rebelling. And maybe you do the same thing. But the question presses, in what relationship are we doing the minimum? Matthew chapter 5, beginning in verse 38, and yes, I am in Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7 all the time. It's a Sermon on the Mount, and that's not going to change, because in Matthew chapters 5, 6, and 7, Jesus gave the most brilliant teaching that has ever been given in the history of the world, and it's just incredible. It's irresistible. Matthew chapter 5, beginning in verse 38, you have heard that it is said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, but I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If someone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to them the other cheek also. And if someone wants to sue you and take your shirt, hand over your cloak or your coat as well. If anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with them 2 miles. And I covered this on Sunday, that under Roman law in Palestine, if a Roman soldier asked a Jew to carry whatever for a mile, the Jew by law needed to do that, but not beyond a mile. Only the mile. The mile was the minimum. Now, Jesus says something extraordinary. He says something that's never been heard before. He says, if by law a Roman soldier asked you to go 1 mile, just go 2. And when you get to that 1 mile marker and you continue to carry the Roman soldier's stuff, that Roman soldier is not even going to know how to respond, because that Roman soldier has never seen somebody go beyond a mile. Jesus says, don't do the minimum when you're asked to submit. Go above and beyond. You see, doing the minimum isn't love. It isn't loving our enemy. It isn't true Christian submission. It isn't a great witness at work. It's not going to lead to life in our relationships, whether they're work relationships or whether it's with our parents or our spouse or somebody in our extended family. So Jesus says, don't stop with the minimum. In the life of the kingdom of God, if someone asks you to go 1 mile, go with them 2. And so the commission from Jesus is, at work, we go above and beyond. And maybe we might say, well, our boss doesn't deserve that, or our manager doesn't deserve that, or, you know, the business doesn't deserve that, or whatever. But remember, it's unto the Lord. Not only the first mile, but the second mile is unto the Lord. If it's with your parents, you know, your mom and dad, maybe it's be home on time, call and fill them in a little bit more, respond with respect, thank them for all they're doing, practice truthfulness and full truthfulness about your plans or your coming and your going. If it's a romantic relationship, maybe listen even after you've had a hard day. Go that extra mile of listening even when you are tired. If you're married, go that extra mile and buy some lingerie. If you're maybe in a romantic relationship, leave a note. Just go that extra mile by planting a note and communicating something that is truly in your heart, but maybe you haven't said it in a while. Going the extra mile. We're all under authority. Authority often does not act in a fair way. Authority often gets it wrong. We tend to fight by doing the minimum. And I think the question this morning that I want us to begin to pray about, maybe ask Jesus, is, in what relationship am I doing the minimum? And what I want us to practice in our conversation with Jesus this morning and then on throughout the day is the practice called awareness. It's a spiritual practice called awareness, where we just are aware by the power of the Spirit of what we're doing and how we're responding in the midst of relationship throughout the day. So let's practice that awareness and bring this question to our conversation with Jesus today. Is there a relationship where I am doing the minimum? And what would it look like to not only go 1 mile, but to go a second mile? And practice this life-changing spiritual practice of submission unto the Lord. We will talk tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We hope you are blessed and encouraged by it today. If you would like to find out any more information about the Inland Vineyard Church or our services, download our app, which you can find in the Google Play or the App Store, or check out our website at www.inlandvineyard.org.